Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this new day. And just thank you as we coming to the close of this letter of Paul to Philemon. We just thank you for just stirring us up to remind us of your great love and how you work with individuals, helping them to love and helping us to love. And for your unique, that you've so played a unique part in our lives, getting us to where we are by setting us up and bringing the right people and with the right attitudes and words and encouragements. Lord, we just so appreciate what you've done in our lives and what you are still doing in our lives, Lord. You are precious. You are beautiful. And thank you, Lord, for your inspiration again as we think about your great love here. That took place here hundreds of years ago, and that's still the same love that is moving every day on our behalf. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Hallelujah. We coming to the close. Flo will be finishing the letter tomorrow. But it's just a beautiful insight again. And I just lay last night and thinking, you know, and some questions that I didn't even know. I mean, how did the people know that I was in jail that time? How did they, you know and then come and help me and bring me back to El Petra? Was a scenario, you know, and all these things, but it's all God behind all this amazing love, you know, that we've experienced and what we are still experiencing, eh, guys, is a story to be written, and we must just stay with our God. And hallelujah, my heart is overflowing because tomorrow my beautiful bride, love of my life, amen, my partner, my everything, apart from the Lord or in the Lord as well. But you are one of the greatest gifts. Hallelujah, my precious wife. And so I hallelujah, yeah. Let's go here. So he nearly ends off. But he says in verse 21, confidence of your obedience I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I'm hoping that through your prayers I will come to you soon. So, you know, I think of before I came to Christ, you know, I think of the people that played such a part in my life or was available for me in good times and in bad times. And then I would always say my mother, and I'm sure you would all say the same thing to your parents. But I thank you, you know, from when God called me in and he started working and he put beautiful people around my heart. And I think of this great love that's portrayed here. And I can think of many people that God has brought into my life. Many people that are on this group and that I'm sharing with here. That are in the same way, you know, you could say to them, listen, can we do this for this brother or sister? And listen, I'm coming soon. Make a room there for us. Okay, now I'm a team, eh? Myself and Anita. And that's only God that can bring such loyal, beautiful, loving friends across our lives, eh? And so we just celebrate that today. Again, the love of God and the love he's brought in through good friends and partners of the gospel. Hallelujah. We are his children. We are led by the Spirit, and we are ambassadors for the gospel. And so we are not alone. We've got many more people even coming in into being children of the living God again, looking to him and led by him, and then being ambassadors for the gospel. So, hallelujah, Lord, we just thank you for your great work of redemption that you're bringing about in this world. And that you're bringing about uniquely for each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for being with each brother and sister out there listening to this message, Lord. Inspire them and encourage them to just see again your track record of goodness, mercy, and grace that follows us all the days of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Amen.